Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
If you've been listening to the show, you'd be well aware that when it comes to the market performance, every other day I tell you the JSE All Share Index is up, largely on the back of the strong performance in resource, metals and mining stocks. Why? Because gold and platinum has been performing incredibly well over the last 10 to 12 months. On the back of that, you'd also be well aware that when we speak to analysts and CEOs, we also have a better understanding of how mining companies have become incredibly competitive, especially those with a global focus. One such company has to be Anglo American. After restructuring their portfolio in November of 2024, they highlighted that they are demerging from their platinum assets in South Africa, as well as those of Botswana. The diamond mines is what they're letting go of. At the time, there was also an opportunity for Anglo American and BHP Billiton to essentially partner and become what would be a behemoth in the mining industry. Since then, though, those talks have fallen through. But just this week, Anglo American has announced that it has agreed to merge in an all-share transaction with Teck Resources, a new mining company that is diversified within the Canadian space, also has exposure to markets like Peru and some markets in the United States. To tell us more about this particular deal and the creation of Anglo Teck is Peter Major, mining expert and, of course, a good friend of ours here on the show. Peter, I'm glad that you were able to make time for us tonight. As soon as I saw this deal come through yesterday, Sinen Jabulo, the producer of the show, and myself sat and we thought, you know what? There's no one better to speak to but Peter Major, because we have been following this progress for quite some time. So thank you for your time this evening. First things first, are you surprised by this announcement by Anglo and Teck Resources?
Boy, I really was, Gugu. It caught everybody by surprise, so I don't feel left out.
Yeah.
And when you say the best person to talk to about this, it's got to be Duncan Wanblad. He's the one that engineered it, put it together, kept it quiet. And it's not really complicated, but there's a lot of moving parts here. And when you look at the Anglo announcement I saw yesterday, boy, somebody's put a lot of work in this the last 2 months. Yeah. But I think Duncan summed it up really well. There's nothing hidden here. It wasn't cloak and dagger. He said we wanted to work in unison and JV on some of our projects that were very close together, mainly the copper assets in South America. And so he said, we're talking, how can both of us improve our copper assets by working together, sharing expenses, maybe putting property together, JVing? And it was a natural progression. He said, after you have quite a few meetings and you look at all the numbers, you say, wow, there's just more and more synergies between our two companies. And the fact that Teck backs it so strongly and the fact that the share price has gone up so strongly on Anglo American, it shows the market likes this deal.
It almost seems as though
they understand it.
That's true. The market likes the steel and they certainly understand it. And because Duncan Wanblad has kept us quiet for so long, it's like that relationship nobody saw coming and now leading to a marriage. Let's talk about the marriage of their assets, because you touched on it. Copper and zinc appears to be one of the key areas that they operate in. I was really intrigued by their fertilizer business, but even a few other metals that I had yet to even hear of, new resources within the space, specialty resources, I beg your pardon, cadmium, indium, geranium. I'm quite keen to understand, you know, how this partnership and alignment might actually work out. So given your assessment of the scenario, what do you make of it?
Look, if you're asking me, why do I think there's positives here? How is it going to work out?
Yes.
And I haven't studied it a hundredth as intricately as Anglo's have. But first of all, they're assets that are close together. You know, they can have one management team overseeing bigger mines or two mines together. Another one is Anglo's doesn't produce many base metals anymore other than copper. And Trail Montana is the zinc refinery, the smelter that Teck has. And that's been there for 125 years.
Sure.
But it's pretty modernized. It's pretty large. And Teck has the world's richest zinc mine up there in Alaska. Now, germanium is a byproduct of zinc refinery. And Goldfields Namibia probably had the world's largest germanium deposit in their copper rock dumps in Namibia. But extracting it is very tricky. British Columbia, that smelter has the technology. So, yeah, Anglo's is teaming up with a company that has some things they they have, like copper, but has things they don't have, like a smelter, a base metal smelter. And they're talking about adding a copper circuit to that smelter in BC. Look, Anglos was famous not for owning half the stock market or most of South Africa. I think Anglos was, they were famous for, they could take almost any company from scratch or midstream, and they could make it into a viable, commercial, growing enterprise. Anglos created more jobs in South Africa than almost anybody put together. And they had a formula for creating those jobs. They had a formula for creating self-sustaining, stand-on-your-own-two-feet company. And that's the legacy that they left. It's not how large they got. It's they had the formula, the management technique, the balance sheet. It takes a lot to make companies, especially mining companies, hatch, grow, and be sustainable.
Mm.
So these two together, hey, Anglos is probably a $40 billion company.
Yeah.
Teck's probably a 24, 25. Now it's decent size. They can take on any project in the world. They can still be taken over. Even before they're married. Hopefully they don't. I'd like to see the marriage go ahead.
I was about to ask you, will Anglo B to BHP be what, you know, be essentially the one that got away and ran off into the sunset with Teck? Or as you say, is there still potential here for a juggernaut of a mining entity to be created between BHP and I guess the parts of Anglo Teck now?
There is the potential. Will the fit be this good? Will it be as easy as we hope this one's going to be to merge the two? And this one's not going to be easy. It's going to take work. But when both sides are very willing, that's a lot better start to a marriage than when one side is not willing and it's forced under a shotgun, huh, to say the vows.
100%. I'm loving this analogy, Peter. I guess just to keep with the theme and, of course, where we are when it comes to commodities, as you've highlighted, copper and zinc is really the sweet spot between Anglo-American as well as Teck Resources. And that's also been part of the play for BHP. If we take a look at where commodity prices are at the moment, there's been a significant run and a rally. And I do want to squeeze in what we see regarding gold and PGMs. We did touch on this the other day, but these prices are just not letting up, Peter. And that's obviously playing into some of the mining results that we saw earlier with the likes of Pan African Resources. But I guess my question is, your view on the run for commodity prices, not just focused on gold and platinum, but if we can add copper into that too, and then how this has translated incredibly well for some company results we've been witnessing.
Look, I've always got a bit of a list of the main metal prices.
Yeah.
Because they are the driver. You hit that nail dead on. So without a doubt, gold is at the top, right?
Yeah.
Gold is just going crazy and shows no signs of slowing down. Why? Because the whole world wants it. Mm-hmm. When gold ran in the 70s, we didn't know how far it was going to go on. China didn't even exist then. And India and most of Asia were small players. Today is different. This world is huge, 200 countries. China's as big as America, and their central bank is out there buying gold. Their people are buying gold, 1.4 billion people. And they're not peasants like they were 30, 40 years ago. They've got spending power in China. So now we see Tether and these Bitcoin lookalikes, they're using the money they raise to actually buy hard assets and put it in their balance sheet.
Right.
So this is unbelievable, and it's incalculable. I don't have a clue, Gugu. This thing can easily hit 4,000. It could easily hit 5,000, 6,000 because there's all this money from different sources that didn't exist before. Then we come down the list. It's silver second, maybe in the run this year. But there's not a lot of silver miners out there.
Mm.
Copper, without a doubt. Copper's at its all-time high, but it hasn't gone crazy like gold. It's not way outside of standard deviation. Gold is ballistic. It's left the planet's gravity. So everybody wants copper. You can see they're going for it. How about we jump to the bottom of the list? It's probably diamonds, huh? Nobody wants diamonds, huh? Diamonds are at the very, very bottom. And nobody should be selling anything at the bottom.
Mm.
Maybe it goes a little bit lower, but there's a lot better chance for it to come up. So I think Anglos is wise. Why be in a rush? You know, just because a couple of test tube baby propeller head MBAs are telling you, oh, you got to get rid of this asset, it doesn't make sense. De Beers cannot stand on its own. And Ernest Oppenheimer knew that 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he diversified into gold, into copper.
Yes. This is so intriguing. I can imagine for anyone who's from Botswana listening, they're probably cringing because, as we know, diamonds are the cornerstone of their economy. So I can imagine that the ripple effects in that particular market might continue to be constrained.
Huge. It's scary in Botswana. And they knew they've known for decades they've got to diversify, and they've made reasonable efforts, but unfortunately those efforts weren't enough. You got to try harder. You know, everybody wants to win, but not everybody can win. They got to diversify from diamonds. I think diamonds will have some kind of turnaround, but we don't know when and we don't know how much. You know, it might just turn around a little bit. So Botswana's got to proceed with rapidity, you know, as fast as they can to diversify that economy and to work with De Beers. How can we get through this together? Because do you really want to change partners now at the very bottom? Yeah. Somebody who doesn't have the expertise and gravitas of De Beers.
100%. Peter, to close off with, Pan-African Resources, sterling results today. If I was Kobus Lutz, I'd be laughing all the way up and down the shaft, to the bank, to the boardroom, right back to my family at home. But the numbers that they've published on the back of stronger commodity prices, gold in particular, this is just phenomenal.
Look, what gold share has not had sterling results here in the last 6 months. But yeah, they've got good results. And has the share outrun the fundamentals? I don't know. Some of the analysts are saying it has. I'm neutral because I haven't analyzed it enough. Okay. So, I wouldn't want to vote. It's had a darn good run. But so has DRD, which is really Butrus Sabhania. You know, I don't want to say that was a brilliant move by Sabhania, the deal they did with DRD a few years ago.
Yes.
But it was a damn good move. It was a very good commercial move. It was well thought out. It was well managed. And see, that's at Butrus Sabhania. Lonmin did more than Butrus Sabhania.
Exactly.
And even Stillwater, it was well thought out. So Pan Africa, I think they're very progressive, they're very conservative, and maybe the shares outrun a little bit, but they're a growth company. And if you're growing your assets, so what if your share is a little pricey? You're growing your assets, you're going to catch that share price. And that's what Quibus seems to be doing.
Yeah.
And if they get listed on the London main board instead of the alternative board in London, that's got to be a plus, because now you have the pension funds and the index funds that virtually have to buy it.
Yep.
And it shows they've really graduated to the big club.
This is so intriguing. Just to show you what market sentiment can actually do in terms of driving the growth of a share price and the benefit ultimately for the business, never mind the underlying fundamentals in terms of production and commodity prices. Peter, as always, such a pleasure speaking to you, and thank you so much for making time for us tonight.
Thank you. You're looking very smart tonight. Very smart.
Thank you, Peter. That's Peter Major, mining expert, joining us tonight to help us unpack the formidable deal that has been announced between Anglo-American and Teck Resources, that is a Canadian-based company, largely focused on copper and zinc and a few other commodities that we've all learned a bit about, like germanium. And of course, Peter giving us some insight not only into that deal, commodity price fundamentals, where gold is still at the top, and diamonds facing significant pressure.
Kaya Biz with Google Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.